She's running to nowhere, the promise to one, the song in her feet, the pedal and drum, calling for the heart to lead her home. Move on, board is where the mind can meet the soul.
Tell you what, any regular listeners of mine are quite used to me bringing down a song halfway through it to start talking, but I actually couldn't bring myself to stop that. Susan O'Neill, hello, you're on the phone there?
I am indeed. How's it going?
Well, that's the first time I actually have just broken my own usual rule and just let a song play all the way out in an interview because I just loved it so much. Thank you so much. For that beautiful record, Now in a Minute, by you. Susan O'Neill is who we're speaking to, all the way from Ireland, and you are in Aotearoa as we speak, aren't you?
I am indeed. Yes, I'm very glad to be here, and it's been a stunning time so far. So, very, very, very glad to be in this beautiful country and sharing a couple of songs and stories as I go.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You're here sort of over from Australia. You've been in Australia for what feels like a long, long time. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose it's a month. It's a 3-month tour. So from leaving Ireland, coming back. So 3 weeks in New Zealand and the rest of the time is Australia. I do go back via the UK for a week. So it's a pretty big stint on the road this time.
Yeah. It's impressive. You've got most people who tour New Zealand, even locals, would struggle to think of that many places to play in that long a time. Usually we kind of play one or two cities and then go, oh, that's it. But where are you playing? You said you're in Palmerston North at the moment, been in Wellington and Christchurch.
Yes. So I still have left Palmerston North on the 13th. I'm playing in The Wall in New Plymouth. On the 15th, the Turner Centre in Kerry, and on the 16th, the Tuning Fork in Auckland.
Right.
So, Yeah, there's, and the ones I've done so far are beautiful as well at Christchurch in Wellington. And then we did the drive actually from Christchurch and took the ferry. So it's lovely now to get to really feel that we're kind of extensively driving through this island too. So just to really get a feel. I was only here once before. It was for a WOMAD festival in New Plymouth. I was guest vocaling with an Irish artist called Sharon Shannon, and I had the pleasure of seeing the place for 3 days, but 3 days is not enough time in a country, especially when you have things to do. In terms of I had to be at a gig for a certain time. So it's really nice now to just have a few days in between, be getting to do a bit of hiking and a bit of swimming and, yourself discovery along the way. Went to the museum today in Wellington, and just it's really nice to just start getting little speckles of culture and things that you don't know, just to, I suppose, become enriched with the knowledge, all the knowledge that there is to be gained of places very rich with story and with history.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Like a lot of artists, I guess, are time pressured when they come here, like you were at WOMAD, and go, play the show, hotel, maybe a coffee in the morning, and out again. But it's really encouraging. I'm a tour promoter as my secret job, so it's really I love hearing this kind of stuff where someone comes here and is able to explore. New Zealanders are so funny. We masquerade as very humble, but all we really want to know is that people who come here love our country. So people out there will be pretty quietly chuffed to be hearing that you're loving it, especially coming all the way from beautiful Ireland and sort of you've got a lot of beauty over there yourself. So
But it's true though. I wasn't as aware of the amount of unique birds and wildlife until again the museum. It was a really staggering statistic, and I know I will probably falsely relay it now, but it was something like 60%. Was it 60 to 70% of the birds that are on this island are only from New Zealand, which was very huge information for me to gain today.
And the rest are seagulls.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's lovely to also some of the smells and some of the colours do feel quite familiar. There is quite a familiar, I guess, some of the land being, just rugged coastline, we could definitely relate. I live by the coast in Ireland, so I do feel every, there's uniqueness definitely to every place you go, but every now and then there's just a little nudge of, all right, that actually, feels a little bit like this, and it's gorgeous. I feel there's songs in that as well. There's this great inspiration. I would always take the time to go and meet people and also go to museums and really just firsthand get some time on the land, because I think that's where the data, that's where the information is, and that informs the music as you go.
I love that. We look forward to hearing the next album and finding ourselves in it somewhere. But tell us a little bit about this one. This song that we've got playing in particular now, Everyone's Blind, paragliding in a video, that might be a music video first, I don't know.
I actually hadn't thought of that. I happened to be in Switzerland doing a gig in Zermatt, basically the opportunity was to paraglide. I hadn't planned to. I had no bookings made. I saw that it was a very active town of paragliding, and I simply wrote to one of the companies, and then they wrote back that we're normally booked up for 6 months, but there happens to have been a cancellation for the last slot tomorrow. Do you want to go? Yeah, and the dude that I was up with was so cool. And he said, you can do whatever you want when you're up here. I said, really? Can I take a video? And he said, go for it.
That's amazing. So, for listeners at home, we're slightly pressed for time. We could chat about all this stuff for ages. But if you're listening at home and you want to find out what we're talking about, go and look up Susan O'Neill, Everyone's Blind, and the music video that accompanies that. And I think people will already be, even just from what we've heard so far, will be rushing ahead down to the Tuning Fork. It's this Sunday, isn't it?
It is on, let me see now, Sunday. It's on...
The 16th, I believe. Sunday the 16th.
Yes, it is the 16th. It is indeed.
And you'll be road hardened from your trip around New Zealand and ready to regale us all with stories, I'm sure.
That'll be the final night, actually.
That's right.
Of the stint, so it'll be lovely to, you know, there's always a special energy to the last night of a tour.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you kind of, you've made it, but you've got this one last little moment to treasure in it. So I think you always end up giving something else on those nights.
Absolutely. Oh, well, I think we might go out on another tune called Drive from your wonderful album Now in a Minute. But I think everybody should just give it a listen, the whole record, and don't delay and go get your tickets to the Tuning Fork this Sunday. I think that's the plan, isn't it?
That would be great. I'm doing... So the album...
Oh, hello? Hello, hello?
You
there?
Still have me?
Yeah,
yes.
You said, I'm doing, and then we didn't find out what you were doing.
Oh, I was saying, I was very chuffed. So we released the album a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and it went to number one in Ireland. And so since then, I've been taking it around and playing it. But while I'm in New Zealand, I'm doing the solo tour, which is basically, I use a loop pedal. So I'm looping trumpets, and I'm doing these really intimate versions of the songs using... trumpet and using the guitar and vocal kind of layers, and then telling the stories in between. So it's actually quite a unique thing. So while I'm playing some of these songs, it's also that unplugged version, which has been going so well the whole way up through. So people can know what to expect or know what they're getting tickets to. It will be
fantastic. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, there's lots to. There would have been lots to discuss, but, you know, I think we can let the music do the talking. I might let this last song, Drive everybody to tickets. And please head to the Tuning Fork this Sunday and see Susan O'Neill. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Have a beautiful day.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Passion.